Get your notebooks ready.
This stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away. And I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on. And I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go on there and just click whatever I want, and straight away the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly, powerful stuff.
Hey, what's up? Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com. Can you believe it? I really hate to timestamp these podcasts because the lessons are truly timeless, but here we are. It's the beginning of July, halfway through 2012. I'm telling you, man, woman, time flies when you're having fun. We're going to have a lot of fun on today's podcast. I'm all fired up, baby. I'm telling you right now, we've got an incredible training for you today on how to finally put an end to allowing outside circumstances and events to control your life, and how you can immediately step back into your true power, your true potential as a powerful creator, and take back control of your destiny. This right here is the stuff legacies are made of. Now, before I get started, I just want to cover a couple of housekeeping items real quick. I'm just getting back from an amazing vacation with my family. Spent some time up at the lake, did some hiking and golfing, beautiful scenic train ride. My youngest daughter, Michaela, she turned one. It was action-packed, just like today's podcast. And today, I just want to over-deliver for you. See, I realize now that I probably should have waited to announce the return of the weekly Making Mountains Move podcast until after I got back from my family vacation, but man, woman, sometimes you just get to get on the mic and rip it. I couldn't hold back. I was really hoping to release some new podcasts while I was away, but hey, listen, as a wise man once said, hope is not a plan. So to make up for my lapse of being inconsistent with my word, today I truly want to go above and beyond and share with you some powerful strategies on how to shut off outside distractions, unwanted results, unwanted events and circumstances, and how to tap into your unlimited potential to create the results that you desire. It's all about going inside to create massive transformation. The second item real quick here is I've decided to do something a little bit different today, something special, something I haven't done in well over a year, and it's just time, man. It's time to serve at an even higher level. You know me, I'm a ready, fire, aim type of guy, and today I have a very special invitation just for you at the end of today's podcast, so stick around. So with that said, let's go. Let's move some mountains. Now, today's podcast comes from an email that I received a few days ago from a young woman who contacted me on Facebook. By the way, are we friends on Facebook yet? This person, she's facing some pretty serious adversities right now. In her own words, she feels like her world is falling apart. I know I've been there myself, and fortunately, I know exactly how to get yourself out of these types of situations. So here's what she wrote. Chuck, I'm at a loss. My world is falling apart, and I have finally reached that point of adversity that I feel like I could explode. In a weird way, I was wishing for this kind of anger and anxiety because I know it is the one thing that will fuel what I need to happen. That is my problem now. What's next? I can't see the forest through the trees, but I know I am able. How do I clear my head and not snuff out the fire? By the way, how many of you can relate to this type of adversity where it just feels like your world is falling apart, where it feels like you could literally explode? Now, when I first read this message, I immediately picked up on something that I believe is the core root of the problem. In her own words, she writes, "In a weird way, I was wishing for this kind of anger and anxiety." Let's stop right here for a second. Because, listen, we always get what we expect. Always. Our beliefs, they control everything. We get what we expect. Most people, what? They hope for the best and expect the worst. This is negative conditioning right here. That's the way we've been programmed to believe. That's the way we've been programmed to behave. Hope for the best and expect the worst. Please, let me just speak for a second here on hope while we're on the subject. And here's my ADD again, all right, in full gear. Is that a shiny red light over there? I said a minute ago that hope is not a plan. You want to know what hope is? Hope is wishing, okay? Hope is a pessimist looking at things optimistically. Hope is it's timid reservation that everything might, maybe, by miracle or by pure chance, maybe, just maybe, things might, if you're lucky, turn out okay. Hope is it's a wish, okay? And wishing, as Napoleon Hill once said himself, will not bring riches. You don't want to have hope. What you want to have is faith. See, faith is knowing. Faith is confidence. Faith is trust that things will work out. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Man, we could do a whole training and podcast on faith versus hope. But just know this. To hope is to wish. To have faith is to know. Now, let's go back to this message for a second here, because there's another profound truth within the same sentence that I want to touch on. And it's this: I know it's the one thing that will fuel what I need to happen. Let me stay here for a second, all right? Let me stay here for a second, because negativity, negative circumstances, negative emotions such as anger and frustration can actually help us, yes, I said it, help us reach our goals. Let me explain this. In the study of cybernetics, and I don't want to get all scientific here, you know how much I love easy and simple, but in the study of cybernetics, there's a principle called negative feedback. Think of a heat-sinking missile or an airplane on autopilot, okay? A destination is entered in, and that device reaches its destination by using what's called negative feedback. In other words, when the device goes off track, when it goes off course, there's a mechanism inside that says to it, hey, you're off course here. You need to take this corrective action to get yourself back on track. Negative feedback is a tool that says when you're off track, stop going this way, all right? Servo mechanisms such as missiles and airplanes on autopilot, basically, they zigzag their way to their destinations. They zigzag their way to their targets. Well, guess what? We as human beings are also servo mechanisms. Now, we have a choice here, but if used appropriately, we can use negative situations, negative encounters, negative experiences as feedback, as course correction. Now, in our last podcast, we talked about overcoming challenges and adversities, setbacks, right? And one of the core principles that we discussed was the fact that every adversity, every challenge, every setback is really a blessing in disguise. Because check this out, when you know what you don't want, it helps you to clearly see what it is that you do want. Now, this is where most people blow it. They don't use negative conditions, negative experiences, negative results as feedback to get themselves back on course. They stay stuck in these places. This is why you see so many people out there keep repeating the same types of problems and adversities. They keep experiencing the same mistakes over and over again. You know, the job changes, but there's the same struggles, setbacks, and challenges as before. It's a new month, but again, there's not enough money in the bank. Or there's a new boyfriend or a girlfriend, and the same problems from the last relationship are occurring all over again. You know, there's a famous saying that says, wherever you go, you take yourself with you. And I love that because, you know, listen, there's one common element within every single problem and adversity that you face, and that's you, all right? It's not the job that needs changing, it's the person holding it. The issue, all right, the issue is, the challenge, literally, is that people stay stuck mentally, physically, emotionally, in these negative situations, in these negative experiences. They don't use them as feedback to get themselves back on course. And this is why they keep repeating that cycle. This is why they keep repeating the same mistakes, the same problems, the same adversities. When you learn from your mistakes, when you learn from negative situations, when you say to yourself, all right, this clearly is not what I want here, here's what I do want, and you start moving in that positive direction, that's when you finally crush the cycle, all right? That's when you stop repeating the cycle and move towards what you want, the direction of what you want. The unwanted reveals the wanted, all right? You got to change the station, so to speak, just like you would using a radio. You know, if you're tuned into 93.7, there's no way you're going to hear 107.3. If you're tuned into that channel of fear and anxiety and failure, there's no way you're going to experience success. Success comes from successful thinking. No one was ever successful by thinking failure, and no one was ever a failure by thinking success. If you don't like what's showing up in your life, you've got to change the station. You got to tune into a new frequency, the frequency of what you want. And look, I understand this is a lot easier said than done. Like I said, man, I'm human too, okay? I've been in these situations. And what I'm sharing with you today is what ultimately saved me, what got me out. Never forget, please, never forget that you create circumstance. It does not create you. Most people have it the other way around. They keep repeating what is because that's all they're focusing on. U.S. Anderson, the author of Three Magic Words, highly recommend this book. It's a fantastic read. Not an easy read, but well worth the investment of your time. U.S. Anderson once said, "He who studies the world studies effects, but he who studies his own mind studies the cause and source of all things." Life is an inside game. Never, ever confuse the physical, which is a result, by the way, and the mental, which is the cause. Understand that no great man or woman has ever lived who has not themselves risen above circumstance, literally denying the reality of limitation, lack, and struggle. If you don't like what's going on all around you, you've got to shut it off. You've got to deny that reality. Use negative experiences and conditions as constructive feedback, as course correction, to get yourself back on track, to get yourself back in the direction of the target that you're seeking. This is how I got to the top. I zigzagged my way to success. Oops, this isn't working right here. Course correct, get myself back on track. Uh-oh, another mistake. You learn from it. You don't do it again. You get yourself back on track. Uh-oh, the return of the weekly Making Mountains Move podcast just before going away for a two-week vacation. Don't! You come back with a bang. You deliver massive content and massive value. You make mountains move. This is what we do here at the Triple M Movement, all right? We take dreamers and we turn them into achievers. So use the course correction. Use those negative conditions as positive feedback to move you into the direction of your dreams. My name is Chuck Morrison. The movement, I almost forgot, sorry. At the start of today's podcast, I mentioned a special invitation that I have exclusively for you, the loyal listener of the Triple M podcast. In fact, I'm not making this invitation anywhere else, not even to my private email subscribers. The only way you're learning about this invitation is by listening to today's podcast and specifically making it all the way to this point in the recording. So look, if you think these podcasts are great, if you're receiving value, if you're receiving information and you like what you're learning, just wait till you get on a live call with me, all right? Action-packed. Here's the deal, because listen, you guys know how much I hate plugging things on these podcasts. Let me just get right to the point. This coming Wednesday night, July 18th at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm holding my first live teletraining class of 2012. It's well overdue, and straight up, I want you there with me. See, I want you to understand something. We're always manifesting, okay? We're always attracting things into our lives, literally every second of every day. And I know for a lot of people, the things that they're attracting aren't the things that they want. And I know for a lot of you, because you've written me, you've told me directly that, you know, sometimes when all you're surrounded by is adversity and struggle and failure, negative conditions and unwanted results, that it can be a bit difficult to bring your mind centered, to get into the now and to focus on what you want. You see, it's in the moment, it's in the present moment, in the now that we do all of our creating. But most people, they're not living in the now. They're stuck either living in their past, or they're worried about everything going on right now around them, or they're stressed out about something, you know, that might happen tomorrow. Simply put, they're wasting their only point of creation, which is now, the present moment, and they're wasting it on the things that they don't want to happen. And, you know, we talked about that vicious cycle of repeating mistakes. Well, that's how you create this cycle that we've been talking about. You don't need NLP or hypnosis or traveling to the top of the Himalayas to harness the power of now, okay? In fact, the whole reason why I'm doing this is I discovered an easy, extremely effective, step-by-step system to actually bring your mind centered, tap into the now, your infinite point of creation, and literally, on the spot, in less than 60 seconds flat, magnetize your mind to become an attraction magnet. Again, I really hate to take away the value of these podcasts by plugging things on here, but sometimes when you have something this valuable to share, you just got to get the word out. So, short and to the point here, if you ever wanted to connect with me live for a high-energy, high-octane, advanced strategies call, here's your opportunity. I'm going to show you. I'm going to take you by the hand and show you how to finally break the release of negative emotions, unwanted results, and how to accelerate the law of attraction by finally creating the results that you desire. It's all about living in the now. I invite you to join me this coming Wednesday night, July 18th, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm only charging $47 for the call. You can go to my homepage right now, makingmountainsmove.com. You'll get all the details right there. I'm telling you, I'm obviously a little biased here. It's a steal. I would have literally paid thousands of dollars for this training when I was first starting out. If you want in, if you want to take these trainings to the next level, you, me, and your dream, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. It will be recorded, so if you can't make it live, you can still gain access to the full audio recording. We're going to have live Q&A at the end of the call. It's going to be awesome, man. Whoa, man. But But here's truly the best part. Because you're a loyal listener of the Triple M podcast, I'm slashing the price all the way down to just $27 just for you. And listen, I'm not making this offer available anywhere else. This is a $47 training all day long, but it isn't for you. All you have to do, makingmountainsmove.com/podcast special, and you're in. You and me next Wednesday night, live at 8 o'clock. I can't wait, man. There, I said it. I made my peace. Once again, my name is Chuck Morrison. The movement taking the personal development industry by storm, turning dreamers into achievers all across the world, is makingmountainsmove.com. Now, you know what time it is. It's now. It's time to get out there, get after it, and make those mountains move.
Makingmountainsmove.com. It's time to get fired up and motivated. Inspire yourself to take action in your passion and design your destiny. You want to discover your purpose, realize your potential, then makingmountainsmove.com is the way to go. A top-rated personnel development company designed to help you achieve and live comfortably. Create a business around your own passion. Check out the website and get things cracking. Get fired up, motivated, and inspired. Embrace your passion, achieve your desires, live life by your terms. Say goodbye to OPD. What does that mean? Other people's dreams. Are you sick of living below your full potential? MakingMountainsMove.com will help you let go. Release the chains to be free and do it all. They're right there behind you to catch you if you fall. Aspiring entrepreneurs that want it all. No more procrastination, no more dropping the ball. Sick of OPD? Then you need to follow me and get fired up and learn to be free. Forget the past, create your destiny. MakingMountainsMove.com is the place to be. You sick of OPD? Then you need to follow me and get fired up and learn to be free. Forget the past, create your destiny. MakingMountainsMove.com is the place to be. It's time to grow your confidence to the sky. Drive your self-esteem up and make it sky high. Become more focused and results driven. Stop wasting your life, partner, and start living. Imagine making profit from your very own passion. Imagine feeling full of life with nothing lacking. Serve a higher calling, helping others in need. You can finish what you started and achieve your dreams. Take more action, control the outcomes. What you waiting for? The time is now. Come on and stand up real tall, live your life. Make mountains move, start to do it right. They got a weekly podcast and lessons all around. You're gonna thank me for the site that you found. Don't worry about your past, it's just your history. Don't you know that doesn't equal your destiny? Yeah. Sick of OPD? Then you need to follow me and get fired up and learn to be free. Forget the past, create your destiny. MakingMountainsMove.com is the place to be. You sick of OPD? Then you need to follow me and get fired up and learn to be free. Forget the past, create your destiny. MakingMountainsMove.com is the place to be.